The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
As Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem, he traveled through Samaria and Galilee. As he was entering a village, 10 lepers met him. They stood at a distance from him and raised their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And when he saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priest." As they were going, they were cleansed. And one of them, realizing he had been healed, returned, glorifying God in a loud voice. And he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said in reply, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God?" Then he said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Jesus.
Once again, good morning, everyone. I'm sure all of us here at one time or another have heard the song, "Give Thanks with a Grateful Heart." We sing it here every Thanksgiving. Why don't we sing it now? Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. And now let the weak say, "I am strong." Let the poor say, "I am rich," because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks. If you don't know that song, you should get to know it, because I can guarantee you it will help a lot. Because I think a spirit of gratitude, which really the gospel in a way calls us to today, can solve a multitude of problems for us and for the world. Why are there wars raging among nations? Why are there wars raging within us? Because I think we lack a spirit of gratitude. And one of the reasons why we lack a spirit of gratitude is because many of us, if not all of us, have a short-term memory. The Lord has revealed to the nations His saving power. The responsorial psalm reminded us of this today. Constantly the Lord reveals His saving power, His saving work, His saving love towards us. That's why every Sunday, every day that we celebrate the Eucharist, we listen to accounts of God's love from Scripture, and we are fed and nourished by God's very body and blood, the body and blood of our Lord in the Eucharist. What greater love is there than to feed somebody with your own very self? And yet so often we forget. We forget how many times the Lord has revealed Himself in our lives, in history, from the beginning of time to now. We forget. And not only that, we forget each other's goodness. Oh, he didn't say good morning to me today. Oh, my wife forgot to put cream in my coffee. Oh, he did this, he did that. He forgot our anniversary. He didn't buy me flowers. I don't know. The list goes on and on. But listen, it's all petty stuff. It's amazing how one wrong look, how one wrong tone can make us forget 100 good things that one person has done for us. Yes or no?
Huh? Yes.
We can all relate in one way or the other, and I'll be the first to put myself on that list, because I have a very short-term memory. You know? We ask God to heal us of our short-term memory, because it does a lot of damage. You know? We become petty with one another. We become petty with God. And we reduce God, you know, to what? To a simple miracle worker. God, I really need this. Lord, I need healing. Lord, I need the grace for this. I need that. I need to win the lottery. And once God works that miracle, what do? We put God on the shelf until we need him again. How many times have we done that? I'm guilty of it. No. We reduce God to a miracle worker. But the thing is, if we live in a spirit of gratitude, if we live with a grateful heart, as the song reminds us, well then, we live in God's love. We live loving God, and we live loving one another, because we don't forget how God has manifested God's love to us throughout our lives, throughout history. We have to overcome our pettiness. We have to overcome our short-term memories, because if not, we will not have peace. I've been working with some ladies here of the parish for a retreat. Save the date for November the 16th at 8:30 in the morning till about 3 o'clock for you ladies out there. We did one last year, and we're going to do one again this year. Or no, we did it earlier this year, and we're going to do another one this year. And one of the things that we talked about was how gratitude, and really that's the theme of the retreat on the 16th, how gratitude can be so healing, can lead to peace. But the thing is, it's a cycle. You know, so often we get entrenched in a cycle of sin, in a downward spiral to hell. You know? We make our own lives a living hell because of this. But if we kind of escape from that cycle of sin, of darkness, of whatever you want to call it, of failings, whatever term you want to use, we have to enter into a different cycle which raises us up. And I think if we enter into a spirit of gratitude, a cycle of gratitude, we will be raised up and we will have peace. But the thing is, how does it begin? I think it begins with simplicity. So often we try to complicate things and we don't have peace. We complicate our faith, we complicate our relationship with God, we complicate our relationship with one another. But the thing is, we have to remain simple. We have to remain real. And then a spirit of simplicity, what does that lead to? A spirit of detachment. We realize we really don't need so many of the things that we think we need. From simplicity to detachment. And once we're detached, what happens? We become humble. We become not dependent on things. We become not dependent on our ego. We become dependent on God. And once we're dependent on God, we become humble. And once we're humble, we realize all the great things that not we have done, but what God has done for us, what others have done for us, and we are led to gratitude. And that gratitude brings peace. How easy it is to destroy another person. Gossip. The Pope calls it a bomb, no? Because it destroys. How easy it is to list off the negative things that somebody has done. No. How hard it is to build another person up. Because it feels good when you gossip. You're in control. You know what's going on, so you think. No. But imagine if we focused all that energy, that negative energy of gossiping, of destroying another person. Imagine if we used all that energy to build one another up. What peace we would have in our relationships, what peace we would have here in this church, what peace we would have in the world. But the thing is, it's easier said than done. It's easier to forget, it's easier to let anger, it's easier to let greed and all this negative energy take over us. Because it takes a lot of effort to remember good. It takes a lot of effort to live in a spirit of gratitude. But once you begin, you enter into this cycle, it becomes easier and easier and easier. The Lord has revealed to us his saving power. We mustn't forget what God has done for us, what others have done for us. We have to live in a spirit of gratitude, because gratitude, as the gospel says, brings about salvation. Oh, you are saved, Jesus says to the leper who came back. Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you. Brothers and sisters, we are strong. As the song reminds us, let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. If we remember what God has done, is doing, will do for us, we will remain strong. We will remain rich. However, if we forget what happens, we become weak, we succumb to evil, and we become petty. May we always live in a spirit of gratitude, thanking God, recalling God's goodness, thanking one another, always remembering the goodness that others have done for us. It's easy to forget, no? Especially when we become petty. But the thing is, we're called to be bigger than that. May we always live in a spirit of gratitude. Amen.